This is Punkanoid Worldwide. Hopefully you had a great weekend. Hopefully you enjoyed those episodes, the bonus episode that will be coming up this week as well. But we split the pop punk, skate punk episode into two. So you got two there, a lot of music. And then this upcoming week, got a compilations episode that will be coming out for the weekend, but also a bonus episode that'll feature a portion of an interview I did with Chris from Hard Cell, and it'll feature also a bunch of music with bands that they'll be playing on the tour they will be doing in about, I don't know, about 2 weeks, 3 weeks or so over there in Europe. So both those coming for the weekend. Got to get this one out early. We're still in Massachusetts. We've got a couple more episodes, this one and one more, featuring bands from Massachusetts before we move on to New York. And this one, we're going to kick it off with some classic punk rock, some punk from the back in the day, as it were. And we got a handful of bands that fit that bill. First, we're going to kick it off with potentially the first release. I don't have the dates on these first two, but both about 1978. So the first is the band Unnatural Acts. They're from Dorster, and they started in 1977. They do have a Facebook page. You can go follow them there, at Unnatural Acts. They released a self-titled album, Unnatural Acts, in 1978. And let's check out a track from it called Summertime. Here we go with some classic punk.
Get out of the city, I'll take over and the city is mine. When the sun beats hot on the vacant lot, you know, I can't wait for the summertime. 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 I love you, baby, gonna make you mine. Love you all day. Come on, baby, let's dance. I'm gonna love you in my very own way. I just want romance. I can't wait for the summertime. I can't wait for the summertime. I can't wait for the summertime. I love you, baby, gonna make you mine. Lot, you know, I can't wait for the summertime. 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 I love you, baby, gonna make you mine.
Unnatural Acts, that was Summertime. As I said, we're going to be kicking off the show. A handful of bands from that beginning era of punk rock. Next one is Nervous Eaters. Around 1978-ish, they put out Eaterville Volume 1. At Nervous Eaters is where you'll find the band on Facebook, and at nervous.eaters on Instagram. They are still active. We played new stuff from Nervous Eaters over on the Punkcast, which led me to this band. And here I thought, let's go back. Let's play something. And I think this specific track, the reason why, so they released, I said, Eaterville Volume 1. That is actually like a composition of their tracks. And that's where you'll find this track currently. But it originally came out, and I couldn't find the release And that's why it's 1978-ish. So, from Boston, most of the bands for the rest of this episode, not all, but most, are from Boston. So let's get to a classic punk band from Boston that's still out making music, playing shows and such. This track's called I'm a Degenerate. Here are Nervous Eaters. I'm a Degenerate. Like I said, some great classic stuff there. I came across them because I had some new stuff from them shared with us, and I really enjoyed coming across a lot of those great classic punks, those originators in punk, those first decade or so bands that were doing it at the beginning and getting to discover some of them now. I mean, there's a couple bands I'm going to play that kind of fit this category I'm aware of, but until recently, Nervous Eaters, definitely in that group. Unnatural Acts, a part of that group. Next band that we're going to play, The Neighborhoods, is a part of that group. They started in 77, and in 79, they released a two-tracker called Prettiest Girl and No Place Like Home. We're actually going to play the B-side of that, No Place Like Home. They came out in 79 at Hoods Boston is where you'll find them over on Facebook. They're from Boston. Let's get to it.
We'll be right back.
neighborhoods. No place like home. Great stuff. Let's keep that rolling. We're going to be playing next a band that I am familiar with that is from that era. The band is Mission of Burma. They're also from Boston. They formed in 79. They're at Burma Boston on both Instagram and on Facebook. And on July 4th of 1981, they released a single called This Is Not a Photograph. So let's get to that one. We'll see what you think. Keep that classic punk going for at least a few more tracks. Here goes Mission of Burma. Photograph, Mission of Burma. I really like that band. Definitely one of my favorite classic punk bands. Next up, we're going to be playing another band from Boston. This band is FUs, F.U, plural, FUs. I think you can figure that out. They started in 81, and they changed their name to Straw Dogs in 1986 to play a more heavy metal, hard rock sound. So you get the classic punk sound. And, you know, I'm going to be doing an episode not too distant future about bands, were they ever punk, as it were, and that started, you know, back in, a lot of them will be back kind of in this era where they had maybe a first album or a couple tracks or something like that from a first album and then kind of evolved their sound. In this instance, the band just wanted to do something different. And so because they're doing something different, they're like, hey, it's different, even though we're the same people. Let's call ourselves something else. So if you want to check out what else the FUs did, go check out Straw Dogs. But again, they did a heavy metal hard rock sound for that band. That happened in 86. In 83, the FUs released My America. And the track we're going to check out from it now is Unite or Lose. We'll be right back. Fuse, man, they should have kept it going. That was from 1983. Great stuff there. Unite or Lose. Go check out My America. Next up and last up in this classic punk era that we're going to be playing on this Massachusetts episode, another band from Boston by the name of Gangrene. And if there's any I missed or haven't played on the previous episodes here for Massachusetts, let me know. I do have a couple spots left for the last episode, which is the next one next week, about a week from now. And the following week we'll be starting up New York. So, Gangrene, they released Another Wasted Night in 86. The band started in 80, though. They are found at GG Party Machine on Facebook and at Gangrene Band over on Instagram. I like their taking of the classic old school, Budweiser logo and inserting Gangrene in there. Definitely gives you an understanding of maybe what you're going to get with the band. And on that note, off of Another Wasted Night, why not play the title track, Another Wasted Night? Another Wasted Night. Great stuff there. As we are going to fast forward in time, we're still in Boston. We're going to jump forward from 86 to 2004 for the band The Blue Bloods. The Blue Bloods released Death of a Salesman November 19th of 2004. And they do have an Instagram page. I didn't find a Facebook page, but they do have an Instagram page at @the_blue_bloods_Boston. So check them out on there. Death of a Salesman, very cool release. I recommend checking it out. Let's get to a track from it. You can decide for yourself then. Left Out in the Cold, here we go with Blue Bloods.
Well, it's been 4 years and still no one knows why. Memories haven't faded and the cold wind still blows. It blows my mind. Taken before our time. close my eyes when I should have opened my ears. I turned away and it was too late. I turned away and you were resigned to your fate. You were left out in the cold. The story never gets told. You were left out in the cold.
Just 28 years old.
You were left out in the cold. The story never gets told. You were left out in the cold.
Just 28 years old.
Well, it's been 4 years and still no one knows why. Memories have faded and the cold wind still blows. It blows my mind that they forget, but I remind. It could have been any of us taken before our time. You were left out in the cold. The story never gets told. You were left out in the cold.
Just 28 years old.
You were left out in the cold. The story never gets told. You were left out in the cold.
Just 28 years old.
You were left out in the cold. The story never gets told. You were left out in the cold.
Just 28 years old.
You were left out in the cold. The story never gets told. You were left out in the cold.
Just 28 years old.
The Blue Bloods, left out in the cold. Man, they got a killer sound. Like I said, go check out their release as well, The Death of a Salesman. I recommend it. Next up, we're playing another band from Boston. Yes, from Boston. The band is Far From Finished. And on April 5th of 2005, so only about, what, 5 months later, roughly, this band released their release compared to when that Blue Bloods release came out. This band, Far From Finished, features members of Street Dogs and the Ducky Boys, which is fantastic. And if you remember from, you know, back to that last episode, members of the Hagglers were also in the Blue Bloods, or some members there, but the Hagglers came after Blue Bloods, as that's what they're doing currently. So back to Far From Finished. Members of Street Dogs and Ducky Boys. If I'm not mistaken, only three members were in this band as well. They are at Far From Finished on both Instagram and over on Facebook. From their 2005 released East Side of Nowhere, we're going to get to a track right now. Those Never Forgotten. Here we go, Far From Finished.
Keep me in the county blue, it's been 2 years since I've seen you. Sat me down and he told me the truth, and I'm here now because of you. Little things that get me through, well it's a phone call out of the blue. Those are the words that touch my heart, won't ever forget when he said. On a mission hill, in a dirty bar, I found my will. A 12-ounce bottle and a quick remark, an open door, yeah, to his heart. It took us in without a fight, and under the stars we talked all night. Was in a hotel, place called home. Found my way and I'll never be alone.
I wanna
Another great one there from the 2000s. Again, that was 2005 for Far From Finished. I recommend checking out that release as well. A lot of great stuff, including the next one. But we're going to kind of jump again in our time machine and kind of jump ahead to the future as the next band, Dead Low. They just list themselves as from Massachusetts, so I don't know that it's Boston-specific or just Massachusetts because they're from a variety of areas and not just Boston or where exactly. Either way, though, cool band out of Massachusetts. They put out a few releases, which you should check out. You can go check them out on their Bandcamp page. They got Listen Up, High Horse, and Not For Sale, which was the most recent just over a year ago. And you can get these releases also if you go over to Audio Epidemic Records, so audioepidemic.net, and then you can get their releases, which are fantastic. This release from Dead Low, which is Not For Sale, the four-track EP we're going to play something off of, came out January 20th of 2023, is great. Definitely one of my favorites of 2023. Features Chris Crowbar of... the band features Chris Crowbar of Audio Epidemic Records. Had to make sure I was getting that clear. At Deadlow508 on Facebook and at Deadlowpunk over on Instagram if you want to go check them out on those. I've played a track or two off of this one over the last year, but we're going to feature a different one because that's the way we do it. This track off of Not For Sale is Get Out. Awesome. A lot of those bands, and we transitioned from that classic punk, which does feature, some origins of hardcore punk and street punk, and we're getting that street R&R going on these tracks. Awesome sounds. Next up, another new one, also from 2023, the band The Downhalls. We've played them prior to, but they're great as well. They also feature members of Petty Morals, The Spoilers, Vagiant, and Sky Tigers. We did do Hazy Shade of Winter previously off this release, which was a cover by the Bangles. Originally, the song was written by Paul Simon. If you didn't catch that episode and missed that track, well, you may want to check that one out when we did that one. Off of Screaming to the Void, which came out May 19th of 2023, we're going to play Blindside. But before we do that, in case you want to go check them out over on their social medias, at The Downhalls on both Instagram and Facebook, and that's Downhauls. The Downhauls. And yeah, we did play some of those bands, Tijuana Sweetheart, which featured band members of The Giant. And we did do that a couple episodes back. Sky Tigers will be coming up on the next episode. So yeah, be on the lookout for that one. Let's get to that track off of Scream Into the Void. Again, that track is called Blindside. Here we go with The Downhauls.
You taught me like a cow with a string. Say the words that have an offspring. Fool me again and again. Till I meet it right out of your hand. Someday will I give us a backup. Show you how you messed up. Sorry, well you got it wrong, yeah. I don't wanna hear your same old song. When you walk around me, I can see you coming and then you blindside me, oh. When you walk around me, I can see you coming and then you hijack me, oh. When you walk around me, I can see you coming, why can't you leave me be, oh. When you walk around me, I can see you coming at all. Never gonna be free, oh yeah. Didn't see you walking down my street. Didn't want for us to meet. Now it's happening, I can't change me. Me and you, well, it's way too late, oh. Couldn't be bothered anyway. You're just a blip on the radar and I'm mocking every day.
Great sound. That is The Downhauls. Definitely get out there, check them out, check out that release. You can check out that cover, the other tracks that you will find over on that release as well. Great stuff coming at us from Boston, and Boston is a giver. Scream Into the Void was the name of that EP. There's four tracks total on it, and we played a couple, so if you haven't heard them, you should definitely go check them out. Next up, Boston band again. This band is called Viper Rash. And funny enough, not until like a couple minutes ago did it dawn on me. It's like diaper rash. Like, I don't know what a viper rash is. I'm just thinking a snake the whole time. And maybe I just wasn't saying it to myself in the right fashion to get that it's maybe a play on something like diaper rash. I don't know. What do you think? Is it diaper rash, viper rash? Is that just a coincidence? Is there some sort of a viper rash that I am unfamiliar with? Well, on August 14th of 2018, they released Burn With Us. You can go check that out over on their Bandcamp page. And we're going to check out a track here together. I didn't find any social medias for them. Doesn't mean they don't exist. But I would think something like Viper Rash would have been relatively easy to find, and I didn't find it. So you definitely check them out on the Bandcamp page. This track off of Burn With Us is called MTV Doesn't Care About Me.
She's
Great punk rock elements on that one. I really dig it. And I love the lyrics. They did such a great job with that track. Fantastic. Hope you dig it. That is Viper Rash from Boston. Next, last band on the episode, not from Boston. And again, just like the last one, I didn't look up geographically to see how far away some of these cities are. Maybe they're like suburbs or something. You know, like I'm in Salt Lake, but technically it's a suburb of Salt Lake called West Jordan. But if I told people I live in West Jordan, Utah, they'd be like, where the fuck's that? Say Salt Lake, like, oh, I've heard of that. So again, I don't know geographically where we're at here with Amesbury, but that is where Red Tape are from. September 22nd of 2012, they released self-titled Red Tape. I didn't see any social medias for them, but you can definitely go find their stuff on Bandcamp and check it out. We're going to get to a track from that 2012 release. God, it's coming up on 12 years ago. The track's called Fucked Up. Here we go with Red Tape. That's Fucked Up. Go check them out. Check out the album artwork. If you don't see the social media posts, that's not where you notice when the episodes are up. If you're just checking them out on whatever podcast streaming source that we are available on, which is pretty much all of them except for Pandora, as far as I know, then I do include the album artworks as much as possible on the episodes. And you should definitely check that one out. That one's pretty funny. Next, we are going to be kicking up the Boston bands again to wind down the episode, starting, you know, on the downhill slide, as it were. Nothing But Enemies. They're from Boston. November 30th of 2021. So just a little over 2 years ago. I guess we're getting close to 2.5. They released War Within. They started in 2003, so 21 years ago. Congratulations to them. That's awesome. At Nothing But Enemies on Facebook and at Nothing But Enemies Boston over on Instagram. Check them out there. Let's check them out here. This is Time and Glory from Nothing But Enemies. We'll be right back. Time and Glory, that's nothing but enemies. Next up, we're going to be playing the band The Warning Shots. They're also out of Boston. I think I kind of said we were all playing nothing but Boston bands left. But over on State Line Records, this is where you would find this release. It's called Tonight. They released it February 24th of 2017, so just over 7 years ago. The band is found at The Warning Shots Boston, and that's on Facebook, and on Instagram at the_warning_shots, so check them out over on those. Off of Tonight, because we've played this band before, we're going to play something different. This track is called Closer, Closer. Shots closer, closer. It's bringing us up to, I mean, we're getting dangerously close to the end. But before we get to there, we're going with Duck and Cover. You can find them at Duck and Cover with the number one, Duck and Cover One on Facebook, and at Duck and Cover Boston on Instagram. Stuck in Decline is what they released August 23rd of 2016. Let's get to the track we're playing from them off of that release. This one is called Way of the World. Here we go with some Duck and Cover.
Remember, you were in school and I followed you home. I remember.
Duck and Cover, Way of the World. Great track. It's going to bring us up to the last band of the show. The band is Rejects, and that's R-E-J-E-K-T-S, Rejects, out of Boston. They just recently, August 31st of 2023, released a 7-inch by the name of Man-Made Hell. Cool EP there. They released that on out on No Norms Records. There you go, No Norms Records. I don't know why I'm tongue-twisting that. They're on Instagram at rejects.boston, just the way I spelled it. Again, newer release. I think it is the newest release of the show. Sometimes we play some newer stuff, but this is the newest track of all the tracks on the show. And off of Man-Made Hell, here is Rejects with Violence. Enjoy. Rejects of the band. Go check out the rest of that EP, that 7-inch. No Norms Records is where you'll find it. And that would bring us to the end of the show. But as you've noticed, as of recent, been doing a little bit of these, you know, kind of throwback to the 90s when the secret tracks were added in. And been doing that a little bit here and there. So bonus track for this episode, we're going to jump back to the band Mission of Burma. My favorite track from them. One of my favorite classic punk tracks out there. That's When I Reach for My Revolver. Played it previously, so I definitely wanted to feature something else from them, as I have played this previously over on SLC Punkcast. But great track. It's off of Signals, Calls, and Marches from July 4th of 81. This is not a photograph. The track we played earlier in the show is also on there, but it was released early as a single. The band, again, formed in 79, and go check them out on Burma Boston, both Instagram and Facebook. Here is that track, That's When I Reach for My Revolver.
Inside out, truth is not that comfortable.
track from a great band out of Boston, Mission of Burma. That's when I reach for my revolver. Hopefully you enjoyed it and the rest of the show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening all the way up to this point and the bonus track there. Upcoming this weekend, for the weekend, got a couple episodes. Going to have that compilation. It's going to feature a couple recent compilations that you should be checking out. There'll be at least four comps, maybe five. Wow, might be a big episode. And then we got that Hard Sell Part 2 interview. First part came out this past weekend over on SLC Punkcast, if you want to check it out. It is not the same portion of the interview, so we will be talking about different things. And bands and tracks and all of that are all different from the first episode. So that will be out this weekend, too. Hopefully you have a great week. Had a great weekend, and we'll see you on the next one.